All right, let's call the meeting to order. Are there any announcements?
I have none.
None?
No, ma'am.
All right. Approval of the agenda. Any changes?
No changes.
I have two. One is a stormwater maintenance agreement. I'll be providing your signature. The second is an update on the Nidhu excavating.
All right, so we'll add under attorney number one, stormwater, and then Nidhu maintenance agreement for number two. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
All right. Public forum. Anybody here wish to speak to the board? Yes.
I'm John Muller. I live on Silver Lake. Last year, Silver Lake.
John, I got to remind you that. Everybody's got 3 minutes to speak at the public forum.
Last year, the water level on Silver Lake was very high when it froze. And with the groundwater so high, there was a lot of damage. I know my street alone had 5 water main breaks because the water level was so high for pipes. There were 2 private homes with water main breaks. And I know our mayor wrote a letter to you and the DNR asking for help and saying, is there a way you can come up with a plan to help us avoid this situation? This year, the water level is just as high as it was last year, if not higher. And I'm concerned, you know, they're putting in new pipes and hate to have breaks with new pipes. And so I know that there was some discussion with North St. Paul, maybe about the water branch taking over the control of the weir. Has anything been done about a comprehensive plan, or is there any help for us to deal with water level, maybe before it freezes this year?
Okay. I know that John and Lincoln attended a meeting in North St. Paul for Silver Lake about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. John, would you mind giving us an update on that, please?
President Lucas, managers, John. We have a meeting with the DNR, Ramsey County, North St. Paul, an Oakdale in Maplewood, and we talked about the letter that the city had sent the Watershed District from the DNR back in May, and concluded that we will organize a meeting sometime this winter to talk with the residents about basically the inability of anybody to change the outlet elevation of Silver Lake. In order to change outlet elevation of Silver Lake, you need to have drainage easements entirely around the lake, and it doesn't appear like anybody has any appetite to go collect drainage easements from every single outlet on Silver Lake. But there would be more information given at this meeting coming up this winter.
What do we do if we start getting water main breaks again this winter? Which is very likely. I mean, 7 last year that I'm aware of.
President Lucas, managers, water mains are a responsibility of the city, so I would contact the city of North St. Paul or Maplewood.
But when it's due to the high water level, high groundwater level, there's nothing the city can do. I mean, they're putting in the new water mains these weeks, I mean, right now, and I hate to see that all for nothing.
Well, John, I heard John, we're communicating back and forth. You know, we've gone down the road of investigating those folks who have had actual wet basements. And there really, I don't know, were there any that came forward and said they actually did? Or I can't remember the results of that right now off the top of my head.
President Lucas, managers, John and the Silver Lake Improvement Association did prepare a letter and estimated how many people were impacted and had some dollar figures associated with those impacts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was discussed at the meeting that we had 2 weeks ago.
Okay. At this time, I would say sit tight until we can schedule the next meeting with North St. Paul. And we don't have to wait until this winter. If we can move forward a little more quickly, John, to expedite it and move forward with whatever resolution. You know that it's not us that can change the level, that it's now the DNR. We've gone through that many times.
With the DNR. I was hoping that maybe you could help us work with the DNR. The damages are clearly over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we need help,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Okay. I would say you can be on our distribution. You can certainly listen to our meeting minutes, and you're probably aware of when and alerted when meetings happen with the city. Is that true?
I can be, I think.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. So I would say stay tuned.
You could also email us to ask questions, and then that'll give us reminders to contact people and see if we can do something.
John, you'll be involved in the meeting? North St. Paul.
Lucas Majors. The city of North St. Paul highly recommended that the meeting not happen until this winter, and so we would be coordinator with the city of North St. Paul to organize this meeting.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, other folks. Anybody here for public forum at all? Or are you on the agenda? Nope. Listening? Okay.
I do have a comment.
Yes.
I listened to some of your audio, and I'm Candace Kramer. And it's very hard to hear a lot of it because people are moving papers and people are slamming things on tables and this and that. And plus, your staff here, it's hard to hear them. I don't know if they have microphones or whatever. Just a comment.
Thanks.
I do appreciate you having that available. But sometimes you miss important pieces because someone coughs or shuffles something around.
I will take responsibility for that. Usually it's in front of me and I'm always doing this. So, crying. So now if you hear it, if there's noise this time, it's her fault.
It's all Tony's fault.
We have increased our speaker system. We are going the very inexpensive route for this. I know initially some people had trouble with the files, but that seems to have been resolved, so people have good access to it. And maybe I'll make as a reminder, maybe John, you can help me, or Melissa perhaps help me to remind everybody to try to keep the paper shuffling to a minimum and quit coughing.
I don't cough. That's
all right. And we'll try to do better at that. Versus, there's nothing else here, and we're here because we chose to be here a while ago. And unless we were going to move the meeting again and repost and do all sorts of things, I think we've decided that we're hanging here for a little while. So this is what we got. So our best will be to ask folks to try to minimize the paper shuffle.
Try and get the staff to speak up maybe a little louder.
I don't know. Maybe one other thing, I guess, John, is we do one more speaker in front of Susanna and Jeff, and then, really it's only John that's, John and Susanna probably are speaking the most. If Jeff is, we could try to figure something else out, but maybe there's an additional one that we could post right there.
You could just stand by the speaker.
Or we can shove it on down. I mean, yeah. You can see this is a low-tech system. Jim.
I'm just here to listen to the Pooh family home construction. I'm interested in the connection to Neal Avenue.
Okay.
The time frame and where the construction sequence.
So that is on the agenda?
Yes.
So we can talk about that when that rolls up. Sounds good. Okay. Anything else for the moment? All right. Next item is the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
It's been approved in our motions on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. It has been approved. I said aye also. Sorry. All right. Any updates from the CAC? Any other partners, volunteers? Anybody know of anything else? Nope. Okay. So moving down to permitting program, and then we have first Inspector Jeff.
Yes, do you have any questions from my last inspection report from last Friday? Where I can give you just a few highlights from some issues that last week from the heavy rains.
Please.
In North St. Paul, we had some backup issues with the heavy rains, and we had to remove some biologs around a outlet for the bioretention basin. We also had excess water running out of Royal Oak on the east side off of Manning Trail due to the fact that the they don't have the wear and course of asphalt on, so the water doesn't all get into the storm sewer inlets, which conveys it west. So, but we've got some temporary diversion, some logs that have to divert that water until they can put their wear course on. So those were just a few issues that popped up in all of the last few.
Anybody have any questions about that at all?
I have none.
No, ma'am.
Thank you. That was quick. All right, thanks. All right, next is the, how do you pronounce this? Knuth or Knuth? Jim? Knuth? What about the N in there?
The K is hard.
President Lucas, managers, I went to school with Knuths. That's spelled the same way, so that's how I've been pronouncing it, as Knuth.
All right, we can go with that.
In your packets.
With permit 2018-30, that might be easier.
Yes, maybe.
President Lucas, managers, there's a memo including in your packet on this. The engineer for the project did not submit any updated information to me, so I recommend that the managers deny the permit tonight or table it.
Motion to table the permit.
Second that.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Jim, did you have some comments that you wanted to make about this?
Well, the neighbors were touching the deal, and I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just concerned about how the connection is made. That's a blow up on it. They say they're going to align with the neighbors.
President Lucas, managers, the current plan would be to basically align with 22nd Street, the existing old farm road.
While he's waiting, I have a question. So we received a check for the surety, and I would like to postpone depositing it. Is that okay?
Is that for this project?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Cool. President Lucas, managers, I received that quite a while ago. So
7/19, so maybe
I stated. You might want to cash it more quickly than waiting another.
Okay.
But this is, and I know you have a concern.
Okay.
Submit it within 60 days.
Deposit it. Okay.
So on the stormwater rate and volume, when I read earlier, they needed to submit more detail on that. We haven't received that yet, so we need to just table that.
Right. That's why. That's why.
We need a motion for that then?
Yeah, we need a motion to table, but one question I have is, how was rushed to the 60 days submission?
President Lucas, managers, it's a little bit unclear when they're, since they've been submitting things over time. I don't know when the clock actually started, so I guess I would maybe recommend so that they deny the permit.
So you said to table it. Do you want to make another motion then to deny the permit tonight?
I can rescind my tabling of that motion, and resubmit a motion to deny the permits.
I will second that for permit 2018-30.
Thank you,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, it's denied at this time.
And I will cash that because it is.
Yeah. Okay, next up is the Valley Branch Permit and Wetland Conservation Act of the Wetland Boundary Sequencing Replacement for Jocelyn Road and Keats Avenue Improvements in Grant Township. This is permit number 28-31.
Okay.
So the issue, as I see it on this permit, and of course John's description, is to approve or deny the permit, including setting the price to charge the city for wetland credits. So I have a couple of notes on this. First, I recommend approving the permit. And secondly, because this was movement on the part of the city of Grant to expedite fixing the road, raising the road because of the flooding that occurred, I am not in favor of charging wetland credits to that entity, to the city of Grant. So I don't want to use our wetland credits for this. I don't want to charge them nor a penalty nor a fee for impacting the wetlands and using wetland credits. I want to give them a pass at this time. So it's open for discussion. If you guys have looked at it and given it some thought.
And you want to give them a pass because?
Because it's a public entity, because they expedited this quickly, probably mostly at our request for safety reasons because of the flooding. No, they didn't do it correctly. We've been going back and forth on this for almost a year now, yes. Actually, if everybody remembers sort of the history surrounding that. But in light of the bigger picture and how they had to move to expedite for the safety of the residents, I just want to give them a pass. That's it. John, do you have any comments about it at all? Any additional information from the TEP? I mean, I looked over this, but I didn't catch anything that was otherwise unique about it.
President Lucas, managers, the two of the three technical evaluation panel members did sign the findings that is included in your packet. But there is Jay Riggs, and he's on extended vacation. He has been very involved with this whole process, so we don't think that he would not sign it, and technically you only need two out of the three members to sign.
And John and I went to a meeting with a whole host of folks back in March, I believe, where they sort of stated their case and the reasons, and, you know, it was just, they just goofed. There was a goof, and I feel like we can move on, given the circumstances. So,
make a motion with a stipulation.
Please.
Okay.
Make a motion. There's no other discussion between you guys.
I have no discussion. Make a motion to approve permit 2018-31 with the stipulation that we not charge them for wetland credit use. Is that accurate?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 I did want to have some discussion, but that's okay.
Oh, well.
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's been passed. I'm good. I'm good.
Sorry, Tony. I thought I gave you all kinds of time.
Jump you should in do there. Discussion after the motion. Robert's discussion. Rules, you know. Discussion. I'm just trying to follow the rules.
Do you want to go back?
No, I don't. I'm good. I'm good. I was just going to. No, I'm good. I'm fine.
All right. All right. It's approved. Next thing is attorney.
So what I have for a presentation is stormwater quality treatment facility maintenance agreement with the Legends at Woodbury. Oh, Legacy at North Star. I'm so sorry. Legacy at North Star project. John and I have both reviewed it. They have signed it, so I'm presenting it for signature. And then, while signing that, the other thing is we received or had received from the new excavating a request for the return of monies that the district owes to them and didn't provide to them because they went out of business and nobody asked for them. And if you recall, these are the funds that were going to be submitted, deemed abandoned, and submitted to the state of Minnesota, and they've submitted a request for payment as well as authorization. The authorization they provided was to file with the Minnesota Secretary of State as well as their articles, collaborating agreement. But basically, the person making the request is one of the presidents of the company, so they're administratively dissolved with the state of Minnesota, which means that they haven't paid to stay an active company. But frankly, the way I view it is Valley Branch had a contract to pay with them and ask for payment, and we issue a check to them, to the company. So my recommendation is to issue a check to them. Any questions?
Yeah, good with
okay.
That.
No?
That's it?
No, we're okay. Now, I do. How do we go about that now?
I believe John has the amount that's owed to them, or you have the amount that's owed, and you send them a check like we would anybody else.
As all of us managers, I'll work with Treasurer or Sean
please
to get that included in the next month.
Okay, thank you, sir. right away. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other engineering items, John, at all? Nothing? Okay. All right, well, we have some big shoes to fill since South Washington County also has an anniversary celebration going on, and so do we. Melissa, you were kind of holding out on us. You didn't tell us they did.
So I was not really, but yes, we were turning 25 this year. So we're doing something in partnership with Great River Greening with the volunteer event from 2:30 to 4, and then we're doing like an open call style come to the prairie type thing.
It's on the same night as a board meeting, which is
but we got a whole lot of water bottles too. So.
Well, I'm not sure we can rain on their parade of their anniversary party and then just piggyback on, although that wouldn't have been a bad idea.
Yeah,
we could have had the whole water. I mean, in hindsight, that wouldn't have been.
Could have had half a Washington County celebration.
Right, right. We could have had a dual celebration event, you know, complete with band and beverages and all sorts of things. Okay. All right. Gentlemen, do you guys have any updates on our 50th anniversary celebration event?
I have something. I'm meeting
with you. Good.
I'm meeting with Kim Miller from Press Publications, who's done some things with the Lake Elmo Rotary Club. And I'm trying, and based upon the pictures we have from the event we did at the Bluegrass Festival at the park and some of the things from Sally Manzera, I'm trying to get at being fiscally responsible with the taxpayers' money, get a free article in the Throwdown, the newspaper, regarding it's our anniversary. And I was going to say, and then the next event's going to be in Afton, but it's not going to be. So, you know, maybe within the next week or two, we could come up with another location. And then we can just say, you know, we've kind of covered our watershed district from Sally Manzera thing to the park and things like that. So that's really all I have there.
It's too bad about the Afton event.
It would have been cool.
That would have been nice.
You know, we could do something simple in Afton too. You could, you know, season's getting short now, but you could do the ice cream thing, or you have ice cream cones at the place you got.
Selma's,
yeah, whatever it's called.
Ice cream cones in January.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Well, you know, we won't spend a lot of money. No.
Well, I guess I'm open to any suggestions that you guys want to come up with.
So, the only other question I have is, you know, that, like South Washington, you know, we piggybacked on the Sally Manzera Open House and the Blues Festival. Is there any, again, being fiscally responsible, that seems to be a very inexpensive prospect as opposed to having something here or somewhere, probably, you know, invite Jay Riggs and the crew and all that. So I'd rather invite the constituents that, you know, the people that are in the residents in the watershed. So,
Is there anybody know of anything else going on with MREP or anything that Angie Hong is already doing that we could piggyback on and share with her? John, are you aware of anything? There was an NREP meeting or a notice that was sent out a week or so ago. Melissa, do you know of anything?
I'm not aware of anything that Angie Hong is working on, but I did see a notice for a 5K event at Lake Elmo Regional Park. It's October 6th, so that's maybe an audience that is unaware of watershed districts and watershed districts do, something to consider.
Andy just sent out an update on upcoming events.
I'll go back and take another look at that.
But just what John said.
Okay. And Tony, do you guys want to run the 5K?
Not really, but we can do something.
I was a sprinter, not a distance person.
You can hang out.
Is a 5K a distance run?
It is for me.
Oh.
It's 3.5 miles.
We could hand out water bottles.
It was the 100-yard dash. Well, now it's 100-meter or 200. Mm-hmm. meter, 400 meter was my max.
I got it. All right. Is that a no?
That'd be a no, yeah.
Well, if anybody wants to entertain that on the 6th, I'm going to be out of town Friday through that Monday, but of October, yep.
October 6th.
Next, I'm leaving next Friday through Monday. But if anybody wants to entertain it, it could be one more thing. We could talk to Angie and see what she says. I mean, you guys have done a couple of weekend projects already. I don't want to say that, you know, this is some kind of mandatory thing.
Yeah, and I could show
but them. It might not be a bad idea, especially if we run it past Angie and see what she says.
Tony, I got all the goods.
I won't be in the state of Minnesota on the 6th of October. So.
Okay.
No, that's the week after.
Oh, okay. Okay, anything else on that at all? Nope. All right, we're down to future business and meetings, October 11th and the 25th. Is everybody that's here going to be here?
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay. Then the annual budget workshop with the county commissioners is scheduled for October 23rd. John.
Business managers, Washington County asked for some information prior to that budget workshop. I drafted something and distributed it. They asked for one slide for the organization to talk about what something you've accomplished or something that you're planning to do. I thought since it seems like a significant amount of effort's been put around Sunnybrook Lake, maybe talk about Sunnybrook Lake. That's a slide, draft a slide I put together. And then they asked for budget information, details on administrative internal budgets as well as your overall budget. So put that together. They would like that tomorrow. So,
tomorrow?
So have comments, if you can let me know. I think people are usually tardy in getting them to them. So,
can I look at this later tonight? I'll have a chance, John, and I can fire off an email. Is that all right?
What time is that meeting at? The time?
It's usually around 10 o'clock in
a.m.
the morning. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so if everybody can take a look at this, all three of us, give John some feedback on the slide. I think Sunnybrook Lake is a great idea. We have put a lot of energy towards that this summer. County Commissioner meeting, just going back to that again, everybody should take a stab at trying to attend. Mm-hmm. It's worth going to.
Oh, yeah.
And the last thing is, meeting-wise, that we're aware of at this point, is the annual conference, the MOD conference. I signed up, or at least I got a reservation at the Arrowwood Conference Center so that you're not in town and driving back and forth if it's 30 below zero. Have you guys signed up yet?
Not yet.
You guys know if you're going to go or not this
year? I'll
probably
go, yep.
You're going to? You're not sure.
I'm not sure, but I think I will.
Okay.
What do you mean drive? What do you mean in town?
So if the Arrowhead Resort is booked and it books very, very, very quickly, then you're stuck going and staying in town, and then you have to go back and forth for all of the meetings. So if you think you are going to go or you're sure that you're going to go, I encourage you to go on to that link that was sent by Maddie. ASAP, and I think that went out less than 2 weeks ago. And Jeff signed up. I think you're going this year.
You're going?
No,
oh, good.
Registration's not open for the actual
conference. I didn't see anything related to registration yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I did research.
Good. And so did you go for Thursday and Friday night? Is that what you've reserved for so far? Perfect. Good.
So he'll be reimbursed as well. Valley Branch, Washington.
You're doing just Saturday
and conference in the loft.
Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah, leave
you'll
Saturday
understand.
Morning. I'll stay. Saturday. I'll go up Thursday after work. Stay Thursday, Friday, home Saturday morning. Okay. Any questions around that? Surrounding that at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I suppose at what point do we do the delegate thing? We have to establish that.
They typically mail us a packet.
Sometimes.
So probably maybe next week.
Okay. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourn.
Boom.
Whoa.
You beat him.
Whoa. Did you beat him? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.